Bank of Cardiff. This is Olivia.
Hi, Olivia. This is Jeff from Hunter's Auto. You tried calling me and you sent me an email or something?
Yeah. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Anyways,
I can send you bank statements, but I don't think you're going to get me done. So, I mean, that's the big thing.
Why not? What's the...
Well, because I had two... I've got two... what do you call it? Cash advances out.
Oh, you have two cash advances right now? How much are they for?
Well, this is... Let me tell you the story.
Okay.
I had some difficulties, so I had to work out arrangements with them to pay it off, you know what I mean, to reduce my payments.
Mm-hmm.
But I only owe, I think, about $5,000 on the one and about $1,500 on the other.
Okay. That's not too bad. And
A few of them, I mean, there's a few companies out there said they wouldn't do that because do anything for me because basically I didn't stick to my agreement with them. I mean, I had, it's not that I didn't pay it at all. It's just that I asked for a reduced or for help, to try to get it paid off, which I'm back on track now.
Mm-hmm.
What killed me in the situation is my wife got sick. So
I went from two incomes
down to one income. So,
okay.
You know what I mean? So it kind of, and then I didn't have no medical insurance, so that kind of hurt me a little bit too. So, but I'm getting things back on track now, but I'm opening another shop, so I'm trying to, a second shop, so I'm trying to come up with equipment for that shop, so.
Okay, you need equipment for that shop?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, it doesn't hurt to try and to see what we can do for you. I mean, we do have equipment financing programs, and I think we can still work with you. And our equipment financing is like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. And
But how's your credit got to be?
What is your credit? How would you rate your credit?
Probably poor right now. Like I said, everything went to crap with the...
Oh, so your credit kind of went down when you kind of had to, you couldn't pay off that loan correctly. I mean, I'll make the payments on time, and then you had to kind of settle.
Well, I didn't settle. I'm still paying what I owed them. It just, I'm not, I reduced my payment down. You know what I mean?
You just reduced your payment down. Okay. And who was the loans with?
Yellowstone and WG World Global or whatever it is.
Yellowstone and WG World Global? Okay.
Yeah, I think they're World Global, I guess.
Okay, well, we actually work with all different credit tiers, A through D, so we have a lot of different programs that we can see what you would qualify for. What kind of equipment are you looking to get?
Right now I'm looking to get sandblaster, powder coating machines, stuff like that. So
sandblaster. How much does a sandblaster normally go for?
The one I'm looking at is probably around $7,000 to $8,000.
Okay. And what about the powder coating?
Powder coating, that could be up to like $20,000.
Okay.
With the oven and everything. So.
Okay, with the oven. And so are you adding these on or replacing some old equipment?
Adding them on.
And do you need to hire anyone new to operate the equipment?
I'm going to have to, yes.
Okay, so you will have to hire someone new. When do you have a deadline? Like, when do you need everything by?
I'm trying to open this shop up by the middle of October. I've got the shop almost done, complete.
Okay.
So.
Mid-October. Do you have a quarter invoice yet?
A what?
Like, have you been working with vendors? Do you have a quota invoice?
No, I've done everything on my own.
Okay, so no quote yet. Are you buying them new or used?
The compressor, I'm looking at used.
Mm-hmm.
The powder coat and stuff, I mean, I'm not sure yet. I've priced some new and used, so.
Okay.
Full packages I can get for about $20,000. New.
Okay, so. New. Yeah, well, we do finance new and used, so no problem either way there. How much money do you think you'll be making from both of these?
From both?
Yeah.
I do probably close to gross about $400,000 a year
mm-hmm.
with my main business.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I'm hoping anywhere from 50 to 100 to add on.
Oh, perfect. So adding 50 to 100K per year.
I mean, I don't, not sure, but I'm pretty sure that's what it would create.
No, that's awesome. And so you said you've looked into financing before?
Not recently, but mm-hmm. I was told a few of them places wouldn't do it because of the situation I had before.
Well, I definitely think that it's worth us looking into. How long have you guys been in business for?
6 years.
6 years? Okay, perfect. Is the new location going to be under the same federal tax ID?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Is it the same name?
Same name, yep.
Okay.
Just an add-on.
Okay, an add-on to the current location or a brand new location?
It's partly on the car location and off car location.
Okay. So it's kind of both.
Two places.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And so how would you rate your overall health of your business?
I'd say good. I mean, it's
perfect.
Not going under, you know what I mean?
Yeah, steady. Are you guys growing?
Steady. Yes.
Oh, and you're growing, obviously, if you're making
year,
a new location. Awesome.
You know, every year I've grown. I mean, I've made more money each year, so growth-wise.
Perfect. And what will happen if you can't get the financing and get these two pieces of equipment?
I'll just have to kind of work harder to get it, that's all.
Yeah, kind of have to, wait on it. Do you have any other equipment that you could use that would work, or... It just has to be these two. Okay.
No.
Okay. And then I guess, so other than that, so you need the sandblaster and the powder coating, and we're looking at around 28K maybe. Do you need any additional capital?
No.
Okay, so no additional capital. So what about what? The money to hire the new person to operate the machinery?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really gone that far into it. You know what I mean?
Haven't gone that far yet. Okay. Well, I definitely do think that we have some programs for you. The first thing I would want to submit you for is our equipment financing program. And that is basically, it's a really simple process. We have a one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, your most recent business tax return. Do you have 2015 or only 2014?
15.
Oh, yeah, 15, perfect. Yeah, the 2015 tax return. And then since you don't have a quote or invoice yet, or if you have what you've looked at online and, you know, maybe seeing the average prices of things, if you could kind of send me that over just so we have an idea of how much, you're looking for total. I would love to have that. It doesn't have to be an official quote or invoice, just maybe something that you can show me that says, you know, the powder coating is around 20K, the sandblaster is around, you know, 7 to 8. and then do you guys take credit cards?
Yes, we do.
And I would also want 4 months of your merchant processing statements.
Okay.
And so I can send you an email with all of this. What is the best email to reach you at?
The same one.
Oh,
you
the
used
same
before.
One.
The Hunter's Auto. Yep.
Yeah, Hunter's Auto 342@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Perfect. Yep. And then let me see here. I just want to make sure I've covered everything. And will you be needing any additional, materials for the new location, renovations, things like that, new staff?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so would you want to add on any additional capital just in case, or no?
Yeah, I mean, if we can. I mean, if it's possible.
Okay, so if possible. So I guess what we can do is we can see, I can have you submit an application for both our equipment financing and working capital. And then we can kind of go from there, and what we'll do is we'll qualify you for the largest amount and then see, you only would need to take what you need to use.
Okay.
What were you, and you said your gross annual sales last year was 400,000?
Yeah, about that, I believe it was.
Okay. And actually, you know, I also need the loan documents that you have. So basically, how much the total loan was for, what the term was, and then how much you have left on both of them. That way, we can make sure that we have all of the correct information that we need.
Yeah, if you can email me everything you need, I can work on that part of it.
Yeah, I definitely will. And so you're saying you guys basically want to start everything and you're trying to open by mid-October. We need the sandblaster, the powder coating, probably a little bit of additional extra capital for personnel, maybe extra materials, things like that, to make sure that the new location is, everything's ready. You're looking to probably make an additional $50,000 to $100,000 per year from that location, adding on this equipment. And so everything, I think I have everything in place. I will definitely send you an email. And when's the best time for me to follow up with you? When do you think you can get me all the application information by?
I'll try to get this stuff for you today, if not tomorrow.
Okay, by today or tomorrow.
I'll start sending some stuff over for you today.
Perfect.
If you want to email me everything I get, I'll work on that part of
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Okay? I'll go ahead and send you an email in just a few minutes, and then I'll probably just follow up with you tomorrow just to make sure that you got my email and that we're on the same page.
Okay, not a problem.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Okay, thank you.
Talk soon. All right, bye-bye.